Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Thessalonians 3:11 to 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, the verses 11 to 13. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. My theme for reflection is love that travels, the tie that binds us all. Love that travels, the tie that binds us all. I once took a solo road trip armed with little more than an old GPS, a questionable playlist, and the stubborn confidence that I could find my way without asking anyone for directions. As you might imagine, I got lost several times, but each wrong turn was a reminder. No matter how confident we feel going it alone, we are built for guidance and connection. In 1 Thessalonians 3:11 to 13, Paul offers a prayer that travels. It moves from joy to longing, from love to holiness, and from community to eternity. This short passage reminds us that the Christian life is not a private lane for solo travelers. It is a winding communal road where we find God not just in solitude, but especially in shared stories and faithful companions. Paul, separated from the Thessalonian church, aches to return. He doesn't long for a vacation or a strategic meeting. He longs for reconnection, for love made visible in community. His joy is rooted not in personal achievement or spiritual highs, but in the steadfast faith of others. It is a joyful dependency. We live if you are standing firm in the Lord. That might sound foreign in our culture of rugged individualism, but in the kingdom of God, interdependence is not weakness, it is wisdom. Augustine of Hippo once said, "In essentials, unity; in non-essentials, liberty; in all things, charity." Paul echoes this as he prays that their love may overflow for one another and for all. And let us not skip over that "for all." Lent reminds us to love not just those who love us back or sit beside us in the pews, but especially those on the margins. Our Lenten journey must include releasing the baggage of self-interest and carrying instead the burden of love, especially in a world where so many are weighed down by suffering while others live insulated lives of plenty. If Lent is anything, it is the season to lighten our spiritual luggage. As Paul prays for the church to be blameless and holy at Christ's return, we must ask, are we living in such a way that if Christ returned today, we could stand? Not because we packed perfectly, but because we poured out our lives in love. We brought nothing into this world, and we can carry nothing out. But what we give away in love lasts forever. That's the paradox of the gospel. You lose your life to find it. You travel light to love well. You give more and somehow have more to give. So Paul's prayer becomes our map, that God would direct our way to one another, that love might overflow from us like a fountain, not a trickle, that we would arrive at holiness not by scrubbing ourselves clean of others, but by loving them so deeply that God's image shines through us all. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the people in your life whose faith gives you strength, and how might you let them know this Lent? Number two, what burdens or distractions are keeping you from loving more freely and traveling more lightly? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write a letter, email, or message to someone whose faith or love has encouraged you. Let them know how their life has touched yours. Then take one small step to lighten your own load. Give away an item. Forgive a grievance. Or pause a self-indulgent habit for the sake of someone else's flourishing. Loving God, you knit us together in Christ, not for solitude, but for sacred community. As we walk this Lenten road, teach us to travel light, to let go of excess, and to carry only what builds up others. Overflow our hearts with love, not only for one another, but for all. Make us holy not through isolation, but through compassion. And when Christ returns, may we be found standing together, bound by the tie that is your love. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.